T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Mahomes in the gun, 8 seconds to play. Chiefs down 3, 36-33. From their 44-yard line, shotgun snap to Mahomes. Bills rush 4, Mahomes throws. Kelce open inside the 40, breaks a tackle and down at the 30-yard line. Timeout, Kansas City, 3 seconds to go. They put themselves in position to send us to overtime. He missed an extra point. He missed from 50 earlier. 49-yarder to keep the season alive. Good snap. Good hold. The kick is on its way for Butker. It is good! We're going to overtime! We're going to overtime in Kansas City! Chiefs rally behind Patrick Mahomes!
And then they won the coin toss, scored a touchdown, and Josh Allen had that stunned look on the sideline like, what the hell? It's over. I'm not going to get another crack at this. Fan Hotline brought to you by Nemecol. Around every corner, Nemecol creates real-life magic for guests. Keith Butler going to join us in an hour. Malzy, is it time for the NFL to change its overtime rule?
No.
Why?
Because it's fine.
It is?
Yeah.
You think that's the outcome we all deserved?
It's the outcome the Bills deserved. They let them go 45 yards in 13 seconds to tie the game.
Yeah.
It's all sour grapes whining because something unfathomable happened at the end of regulation. This is what happens. Like, say the game had been 13-13 and just been like a slap fight between two inept offensive teams. And then the team that happened to get the ball first in overtime would have then gone down the field and somehow scored a touchdown. Would be whining and moaning, they robbed us of more blah. No.
They robbed us of more Tim Tebow.
It's because people...
Ben Roethlisberger in 2011, we got one overtime
play. It's because people got greedy and wanted to continue watching an insane level of fireworks, which I understand. The game never should have been in overtime. You're allowed to play defense. You're allowed to not screw up royally in the last 13 seconds.
So when you say that, though, are you admitting that it's not fair? You just don't think it deserves to get changed? Like, do you think it is equitable?
It's a coin toss. You know what you're getting into if you get the game to overtime. The Bills knew if that game went to overtime somehow, if they screwed up that badly with 13 seconds left, that they would be at the mercy of a coin toss.
But did you feel like the winner of the coin toss was going to win the game?
Yes.
So should any? I don't think any game should really come down to that.
It shouldn't have in the first place.
But when it does...
Them's the breaks. Actually, the weird thing about this is I read something. Somebody said college over, if you go and guarantee teams... like that they are going to get a possession no matter what happens, right? Everybody would defer because the inherent advantage transfers to the team that knows what they have to do.
Yep.
And that college overtime, the team that wins the toss and defers actually wins the game like 66% of the time. In the NFL, the team that wins the coin toss in overtime wins 58% of the time. So, you know what? Go for it.
But do you know what that record is in the playoffs since they changed the rule?
No.
The team that won the toss in overtime is 10-1.
Oh, bully for them.
You think that's
okay? I just do not. I tire of watching people react to something like what happened last night, and their first inclination is to say, "Wah!" And I know I'm going to sound like Zeiss here. "Wah, wah! This isn't fair. They should have both gotten a chance." And not, how on earth did the Buffalo effing Bills not defend the field better with 13 seconds to go?
Mm-hmm.
Like, to me, it's just letting the Bills and their coaching staff and the players who were out there off the hook for a gag job of all time.
See, I don't think the gag job is the defense. I think the gag job
is the
kickoff.
It's the coach. Not,
but to me...
You also, though, can still drop 8 on the defense and not... They rushed 4. What are they doing?
I got to be honest with you. I still think Mahomes finds an open guy. You don't?
It's a two-parter. You squib the ball in a such a
well,
way
yeah, that's the
as
thing.
They have to try to return it a little
right.
bit. You run 4 seconds off probably, okay? Then you just drop eight. Drop nine. I don't care.
I still think Mahomes probably runs out of bounds for
okay,
about 30
great.
Yards.
And if Mahomes only started with 9 seconds left and has nine defenders on the field, do they get a? Are they getting a completion, getting down and calling timeout in 9 seconds? I doubt it because he's probably going to scan the field longer.
I don't know. I think it's more to do with the fact that the Bills screwed up the kickoff than it is the fact it's the greatest. It's the best high, like best quick strike offense in NFL history. With those guys in it, Mahomes, Hill, and Kelsey. I've never seen an offense that they're not only bomb plays. He throws the ball 10 yards, and the receiver runs like 90 miles per hour to the end zone.
He throws it to Tyreek Hill in stride. He goes 0 to 60 like a Ferrari.
And Hardman does the same thing, and he's like lost in the shuffle there.
I know. Here's the part that bothers me, too. So say you get what everyone wants here, which is just an equitable shot. Fine.
Which is what Donnie Football wants, and we know that Donnie wants what's best for the game of football.
Here's the problem.
What do you think it is, Donnie?
No,
what
no,
was
no,
the word
Donnie,
you used?
You just,
garbage?
Just wait a second, Donnie. You said it was garbage. You'll get your chance. If they get the ball, each team gets it. Buffalo probably goes down, scores a touchdown,
yep.
and then one of two things happens. The game, this magical, majestic game,
yep.
comes down to a two-pointer, yes or no, because they decide, screw it, we're going for two in the win.
All right.
Or Kansas City gets the freaking ball back and goes right down the field for a game-winning field goal. Oh, I've missed out on so much here.
Well, wait a minute. That's if the rule says after both teams score a touchdown, it turns into sudden death. If the rule becomes that, then I don't like it.
Then what do you want the rule to be?
That's a good question. I don't know.
Come on, Donnie.
I don't think that the college. I don't want.
Do you want them to just play 15 extra minutes in the playoffs only? Like you know how he said at the outset, gentlemen, we're starting a new game. Except it's sudden death if the team's with the ball first.
Yeah, that was
touchdown.
So weird when the
I don't
ref
know what.
Went through.
Gentlemen,
that
we are starting a new game. Would you rather? Since it's obvious that they shortened regular season overtime.
Yep.
And it can end in a tie. That's a lot of player health is at the center of that. Would you rather it just be a 15-minute quarter? No
over
matter
what
happens?
Is?
Yes.
I think so, yeah.
In the playoffs only, you play 15 minutes and you say, see how it ends, boys? I could live with that more than any other like half measure.
It still puts the team that wins the coin toss at an advantage because they have the best chance of getting multiple possessions within that 15-minute.
So what are we doing? Do you want to go with the XFL fight at midfield for the ball?
I mean, I think we're getting closer.
Donnie's eyebrows just went up.
I think we're getting closer to the actual solution. I mean, what we have now is better than when it was just sudden death, win the coin toss, get three first downs, and kick a field goal to win it.
I know, but you just said you're not really sure what the next logical evolution of it would be then.
Well, because I think you make a good point. If it's touchdown, touchdown, and then all you need is a field goal on the next drive to win, that really doesn't fix things.
And the Niners, or not the Niners, I'm watching them on TV. The Bills going for two would not be any less gimmicky, really. It would be, remember Boise, Oklahoma and that Fiesta Bowl? They went for two because they knew that was the best chance to end it.
Yeah, but that's not really gimmicky to me because that's something we see teams do in the NFL all the time.
I know, but they would be doing it specifically because the rule is then set up that that's really their best shot. Because they know they can't defend that team from going right back down
the field.
Well,
that's what the Ravens
kicking.
Did against the Packers this year. That's what they tried to do against the Steelers, beat them with a two-point play at the end of the game.
I guess I don't see how that's a more satisfying conclusion. People bitched and moaned about the Ravens.
Donnie,
doing
do
it.
You like this overtime system?
Not the current one. I like the idea of just playing a full extra
You're
quarter.
A football guy. You probably think let's just wipe the scoreboard clean and play 60 more minutes here.
Well, I mean, as any high school coach would say, at all times the score is just 0-0. Don't even think of what the score is.
What kind of advice is that, though? Because if, like, I
don't
mean,
know.
That's pretty short-sighted to just tell the kids, imagine there's no score.
But I'm on board with just a full, if they want to make it 10 minutes, 15 minutes.
I think 10's too short.
Yeah, 10's.
I would vote 15, especially
I think
for the
10's
playoffs.
Too short because.
I'm fine with how the regular season goes down.
Because, well, wait a minute. The regular season overtime is the same as the playoff overtime.
It's 10 minutes.
Well, it's only 10 minutes.
No, that's the only difference.
Yeah, I just.
I mean, it's still, if you score a touchdown on the first drive of the game, you win.
If you're
regular
change
season,
this,
no playoffs.
If you're going to change this, then you've got to change it, I guess, to be just a straight 15-minute quarter. There's no sudden death quotient. It's just the fifth quarter of football. And the ironic thing here is that Andy Reid was like the leading coach proponent of wanting there to be a more equitable, everyone gets a shot no matter what.
I just think when you get to the playoffs, and because it's the mostly the best offenses are left standing by the end.
Yep.
When you see that stat that in playoff overtime, the team that wins the toss since they went to the system is 10-1. I can't see how the NFL...
Like, you feel like it because it jobs better teams than crappier teams, people like it less?
It's the second time it's happened. I don't think it's good for the NFL that a few years ago...
It happened to
Mahomes
the Chiefs.
...never got an opportunity to try to match Brady.
Yeah, dude, but I'll be honest with you, man. I remember being on the air after that and just watching the fallout from that game, and I do not remember one shred the level of, like, annoyance there was with the rule. Because the... Here's why. The Patriots got that ball and had to execute like a 13-play drive where they had to convert 1, 2, 3 third and tens by Brady on that drive. Like, I remember it. It was a virtuoso effort to, like, make something out of nothing in some situations. I think it's the madcap way in which regulation ended in that game. People just felt like they deserved more as viewers. They were treated as much as an anticlimactic ending as a touchdown drive can be because the offenses and quarterbacks were so overwhelming. But what I'm really striking back here at is like bringing that up as like your chief takeaway from that game ignores the fact that it literally never should have been in overtime in the first place, which is what bugs me. If you're a Bills fan, and I know our boss is a Bills fan, our big boss here, hails from that area. If you're a Bills fan and that's what you're mad about, look at Sean McDermott, look at your special teams coach whose name I don't even know, and look at Leslie Frazier and say, you guys screwed it up.
Here's an interesting idea.
Yes.
Listener says, play a 20-minute overtime, 2 10-minute halves. The team that gets the ball to start the first overtime has to kick off to start the second half of overtime. Therefore, it's like equal possessions for both teams. And it's the closest thing to real football.
At what point do you get diminishing returns asking players who have gone into how many car crash plays to that point? You ask them to play 20 more minutes, dude? What is the average number of plays a team runs in an NFL game? Somewhere in the 60s, usually?
Wait a minute. How many minutes did they play that overtime game, the Ravens and the Broncos? Where the corner slipped up and Jacoby Jones or the safety Moore screwed up and Jones got behind. I feel like that was a double over. We've had double overtime games in the playoffs.
Not very often, though. Not
Panthers and Rams, Donnie, wasn't it? Steve Smith?
Yeah, that's the one we talked about before the show. No, I think it was early. I think both of these games that we're talking about, I want to say they both got ended pretty early into that second overtime, but they did get there.
OT number two. 13-18 to go in overtime.
For Broncos, Ravens?
Yeah, so it was a minute and a half.
Okay.
I don't know, man. I think you're running into diminishing returns there pretty quickly. Guys are just getting beat to hell so badly. I know that people say it's not like it used to be. It's a track meet out there. It's still
fatiguing. What if you do 8 minutes and 8 minutes? So then it's closer to the 15 minutes we talk about. It's just the other team.
I just think, again, you're like, you're trying to reverse engineer a solution to a problem that was created by some of the worst coaching I've seen in that situation that you could possibly fathom. That's mainly what bothers me.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.